Hi, and welcome to this beginner lesson on hi-hat groove programming for drum and bass in Ableton Live. Today we're building one of the biggest secret weapons in DNB, a rolling hat groove that feels fast and energetic without turning into that stiff, machine gun typewriter sound. Because in drum and bass, your kick and snare can be perfect, but if the hats aren't pushing and breathing, the whole track can feel weirdly flat. By the end, you'll have a two-bar hat loop at 174 BPM, with a tight closed hat grid, some velocity shape, subtle swing, a classic offbeat open hat, and a little tick layer for extra perceived speed. Then we'll do a simple stock processing chain, and I'll show you how to make it arrangement ready, so it doesn't feel like an 8-bar loop forever. Alright, let's set up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere around 170 to 176 is a normal DNB range, but 174 is a great default. Now create a new MIDI track and drop a drum rack on it. Load a few hat sounds into pads. Pick a closed hat that's short and clean, not a big splashy one. You want something that can do consistent 16 THs without sounding like white noise. Then load an open hat that's short to medium. Again, avoid the super long washy open hat for now. Optional. Add a ride or shaker for texture if you want. And then grab a tiny tick sound. A little metallic click or microscopic percussion hit works great here. Quick coach note. Choose one lead hat. Usually that's your closed hat. That's your timekeeper. Everything else is supporting flavor. A lot of beginners stack three bright hats that all try to be the main character, and the result is harsh and messy. Lead hat first. Support layers second. Now, let's build the core. Create a two-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack. Open the MIDI editor, set the grid to 1/16, and place your closed hat on every single 16th note for two bars. Yes, all of them. It's going to sound robotic right now, and that's fine. Think of this as the spinning engine. We're about to add the human. Now we move into velocity, which is the first big upgrade. Select all those closed hat notes. Go down to the velocity lane, and we're going to create a repeating accent pattern. The simplest concept is this. Stronger hits on the eighth notes, and quieter hits in between. Here's a starting feel you can copy for one bar of 16 THs. The very first hat of the bar is strong, around 105. The next one is a ghost, around 45. Then a medium hit, around 80. Then another lighter one, around 55. Then on beat 2, another strong hit around 100. And you repeat that kind of strong soft medium soft motion through the bar. You don't have to match those exact numbers. The goal is three levels, strong, medium, ghost. Something like strong in the 95 to 110 range, medium around 65 to 85, and ghost around 35 to 55. This is where the hat stops sounding like a printer and starts sounding like a wrist. Extra teacher tip. Aim for intentional inconsistency, not chaos. If every hit is random, it doesn't sound human. It sounds messy. Human players repeat hats, so it's okay if, for example, the second 16th is consistently softer every time. That repetition becomes your groove identity. Next, let's add swing the smart way, without derailing your drop timing. Open Ableton's groove pool. Pick something like swing 16-55 as a starting point, or an MPC-style 16 swing if you have it. Drag that groove onto your MIDI clip. Now adjust the groove settings gently. For DNB, subtle is usually better. Set timing around 20-35%, velocity around 10-20%, random around 2-8%. Listen, if it suddenly feels late, you went too far. At 174 BPM, heavy swing can make the track feel like it's tripping over itself. We want bounce, but still tight and forward. And a workflow note, don't commit the groove immediately. Live with it for a minute, and try it with the rest of your drums. Committing is optional, and I'd only do it once you're sure. Now we're going to do one of the most pro-sounding moves in this entire lesson, micro-timing. Set your grid to 1/32, or temporarily turn off snap. Then pick just a few hat notes per bar. Not all of them. Think 2-4 notes per bar. Now nudge a couple slightly earlier for urgency. Just a tiny push, a few milliseconds, and nudge a couple slightly later for that laid-back bounce. Again, just a few milliseconds. If you overdo it, it will sound sloppy, but if you do it subtly, you'll hear the hat suddenly start to roll in a more elastic way. Fast shortcut tip. Instead of moving random notes, pick one length consistently. For example, always nudge the E of the beat slightly late, or always nudge the slightly early. That creates a pocket quickly, and it sounds intentional. Alright, now the classic lift, the offbeat open hat. Add open hats on the offbeats, meaning the end of each beat. If you're looking at one bar, it's the spots between 1 and 2, between 2 and 3, between 3 and 4, and between 4 and the next bar. Set the open hat velocity around 70 to 95. You want it present, but not louder than your snare's perceived crack. If your open hat is too long, tighten it in simpler. Shorten the decay. Try something in the 150 to 300 millisecond zone depending on the sample. Here's a key DNB mindset. The open hat is often shorter than you think. Let the snare and bass own the space. Hats are there to energize the air, not to take over the mix. Now we add that little jungle trick. The tick layer. Take your tiny tick sound and place it on select 16-teed HS. Not every hit. A simple pattern to try is steps 3, 7, 11, and 15 in the bar. That's like adding little sparks between the main hat strokes. Keep the velocity low, around 25 to 55. This is not supposed to sound like a new hat part. It's supposed to make the groove feel faster without actually turning the hats up. Then high pass that tick layer so it's pure top. Put an AQ8 on that pad chain and roll off everything below around 6 to 10 kHz. If it hurts, find the harsh spot around 8 to 12 kHz and dip it by a couple dB. This audio version is shortened for playback.